This is Jordan Sekulow in Washington, D.C. Fighting in the Middle East continues, and a major setback for Obamacare in federal appeals court.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
From the airline itself, Delta telling us they're suspending flights to and from Tel Aviv. This after, again, rockets or debris associated with the rockets were discovered near the airport there in Tel Aviv. Multiple U.S. carriers, we're talking about U.S. Air, United, Delta as well, they are canceling flights to Israel as a result of this rocket fire.
Let me get your reaction to Secretary Kerry over the weekend in this conversation about your operation.
It's a hell of a pinpoint operation. We've got to get over there.
Now, I don't want to deal with off-the-cuff remarks. I'll tell you what my experiences have been. I've been in war. I've been in battle. And when you take a surgical operation, you can't guarantee when your soldiers are being fired from Hamas homes, that is, Hamas is targeting people from private homes, and you hit them back, of course some people are going to be hurt. That's totally different from deliberately targeting them.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
There are tunnels in homes. We have to clear out the homes. Hamas puts civilians, Palestinian civilians there. We go out to ferret out rocketeers and anti-tank rocket fire. Hamas puts civilians there. We ask these civilians before we went in. We said, please leave. We text them. We call them on cell phones. We drop leaflets. We told them where to go. And those who left were safe. Now those who didn't leave, you know why they didn't leave? Because Hamas told them to be there.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. There's breaking news out of Washington, D.C. A federal court of appeals, the D.C. Court of Appeals, held 2-1 that the premiums in Obamacare that come through the federal exchange, that's healthcare.gov. Remember, 36 states did not set up exchanges. They did not set up their own state healthcare exchanges. And because of that, the federal government did through healthcare.gov. Remember the rollout, and they were still giving out the subsidies. And the subsidies affect 86% of the people in 36 states. So that's 36 states, 86% of the people who have signed up, we're talking about millions of people, would no longer qualify for the subsidies, and that's because opponents of Obamacare challenged these subsidies based on the plain language of the law, which said that you only get subsidies via state exchanges if you purchase a plan on the state exchanges, nothing about purchasing a plan on a federal exchange. Again, the effects and ramifications of this could be potentially huge. We're talking about 4.7 million people, but the larger impact is Obamacare falling apart on its own by its plain text. And when you take this and you look at a bigger picture here, take a step back from the what you'll hear is, well, people will have higher premiums. What this really does is gut Obamacare. Of course, this is at the second stage of appellate review. It could be appealed en banc to a full panel of the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, or it could go be appealed directly to the Supreme Court, like was done with the Affordable Care Act. More people suggest that this will be appealed to the full panel on the D.C. Circuit. Now, we also want to look at what is the impact. You know, what does this mean now? There for a week, this won't go into effect. Likely, the Obama administration will file a stay, but the ramifications of this could be potentially entirely destructive. Because it doesn't just talk, it's not just about the subsidies. Remember, if your insurance costs got that high, you wouldn't have to pay, the individual mandate wouldn't apply to you either because people would get exempted. We're not just talking about the poor. We're talking about people who are making $95,000 a year. So this is a significant case, a victory for those who oppose Obamacare, but it's not over yet. We'll talk about Israel when we come back from the break. You know, we're involved in all these issues at the ACLJ, and we have a matching challenge right now. Anything you donate to us online or by phone is doubled. You can call 877-989-2255 to donate to us or go to aclj.org.
Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which avowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. What do you think about this latest setback, a potentially massive blow to Obamacare delivered by the D.C. Federal Court of Appeals here? And in this decision, I mean, the ramifications are much bigger than you don't get subsidies. I want to go to David French, a senior counsel with the ACLJ, because, David, we were talking about this during the break, and I want to take people's phone calls about this, 1-800-684-3110. The ramifications of this decision, if it were to become the law of the land, and this case obviously could make its way through, again, another level of appellate review and then all the way to the Supreme Court. But if it were to become the law of the land, this would be the gutting of Obamacare. I mean, the Affordable Care Act can't survive under this interpretation of the law.
Oh, it would absolutely gut it. What it would mean, here's the simple, basic reality of this case. The law says clearly that subsidies are only available when you purchase insurance through a state exchange. 36 states do not have a state exchange. Therefore, subsidies are not available under the law. It's that simple. But when those subsidies are not available, what that means effectively is that there will be no individual mandate effectively in 36 states and no employer mandate in 36 states, because without the subsidies, other provisions of the law relieve people of the obligation of the mandate. So that's what we're talking about here, is essentially removing key portions of Obamacare from 36 out of 50 states. The Obama administration is going ballistic. They've already said they're not going to comply with this. They're going to keep the subsidies flowing, and the Supreme Court's going to have the final word.
You know, so this is a battle that is not over, but it just lets everyone know out there that you continue to fight these fights. When you say you're going to go after a law, the Affordable Care Act, and you believe this law is wrong, you don't stop because of one loss at the Supreme Court and one victory for the other side. You fight against the HHS mandate, you win. You fight against legislation to try to undo the victory at the court, and you win. And then you look at every part of that law. And the provisions that really do have the biggest impact on the law even trying to function, and it's not been functioning well even without this court setback, and you go to court and just have a court interpret the text. And the text is real clear. It says you get subsidies if you purchase through the exchange and your income is between these certain levels, and they spell all of that out very specifically. You know, it's not something vaguely written and generically written. And so they use all these specific terms about states' exchanges and subsidies because of that, federal tax subsidies because of state exchanges. And then they want to, because, again, 36 states didn't set up an exchange. So they set up healthcare.gov, remember, and they said, well, this federal exchange will also give out subsidies this way. It was an IRS regulation, one of those rules that they put out trying to reinterpret the law, a law that, by the way, Congress didn't pass. So the Obama administration can say now, folks, that they will not follow this and they may get a stay in court, but ultimately, this is another major battle they've got to defend against. I want to take your phone calls on this 1-800-684-3110. Also on the situation in Israel, the casualty toll now up to 25 for the Israel Defense Forces. So significant casualties in Israel. You've had major airlines. We played that in the opening of the show. U.S. airlines like Delta, American Air Airlines, U.S. Air, and United have all canceled flights to Israel as of now because Ben-Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv has been under rockets have just gotten too close. So you've got Hamas targeting a civilian airport. And because of that, of course, you could understand the economic implications, ramifications of that, people not being able to travel by targeting a civilian airport. So, folks, we'll take your calls on that as well, 1-800-684-3110. But this decision in, again, the Affordable Care Act case, in this specific case of the D.C. court, there are three other cases like this pending in federal court, could be the most serious blow to the health care law since the initial challenge to the Affordable Care Act's individual mandate. It's another way of, as David was explaining, gutting the individual mandate, the employer mandate, and the subsidy scheme. So if you don't have all three of those working, this law, which is barely, you know, staying afloat as it is and is failing a lot of people, to be quite honest, completely falls apart if this ruling stands. Now, can we predict what will happen? No. This is a legal battle that continues. It's why we need your support, the ACLJ, because of all these different battles going on. There's new news in the IRS scandal. Now you've got their deputy chief counsel testifying to Congress that they may actually have the data necessary and the hardware necessary to retrieve Lois Lerner's emails. There's been some change there in the testimony. I'm planning on talking about that on Fox News tomorrow morning. So, folks, we need to hear from you. If you're able to support the ACLJ right now with a financial donation, it's a great time to do it. We have a matching challenge going on where anything you donate to us, either via the phone or ACLJ.org, is doubled. And so with these matching challenges, your $10 donation, really, it becomes $20 for us. $50 becomes $100. $40 becomes $80. It goes up and down from there. I don't have to keep going through that. I think you get the point. But if you can donate to us, it's a great time because your donation is double the impact. Call now if you can make that donation. It's our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and make a donation, be part of our matching challenge online at aclj.org or by calling now. And we really appreciate your support, folks, if you're able to give that financial support so we can bring you this broadcast, so we can have the attorneys that we do here in the United States and around the world and do the cases that we do on behalf of clients at no charge to them. Call 877-989-2255. Let's go right to the phones. Don in Virginia, online too. Don, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I was just wondering, with the comment you made about Obama ignoring the court's ruling on the getting the subsidies for Obamacare, if it's not through a state exchange and they're going to let them flow, can individuals sue to try to put more pressure on them?
Well, that's actually what happened here, Don. So I think, you know, two issues. One, this was individuals who are affected by the subsidies. That's actually how they were standing in this case. And David, that was interesting. It was an individual person. There were a number of plaintiffs here, but that was how the court got to the standing issue, who had standing to sue in federal court, because it was someone eligible for subsidies who said that these subsidies violate the law, that they are effectively illegal. Don, to your second point, the court has said, the Obama administration is trying to sound tough today. The court said this doesn't go into effect for a week. Then they can appeal it. They can obviously ask for a stay. So I think that answers your second part of your question. But David, ultimately, this was an individual who challenged challenge this.
Right, right. These were individuals who didn't want to be subject to the mandate penalties and the various other penalties of Obamacare. And so that gave them standing to file this lawsuit, which put them, you know, which wound their way to the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. As far as what the caller asked, yeah, a person can sue now, but your case is not going to be heard or decided before the Supreme Court weighs in. So I think the prudent thing to do is to wait and see what the appeals process yields here. But this is a big moment in the fight against Obamacare for a couple of reasons. Because number one, it tells Congress, look, if you need to say what you mean, because a court is going to hold you to the actual words. And then number two, it says to the IRS, look, you have to draft regulations that are consistent with the statute. Because this is what happened here is the IRS read Obamacare and said, we don't think it should really say that, and drafted new regulations that expanded the Obamacare subsidy regime beyond what the statute did. So this reined in the IRS also, and a lot of people are missing that in this story.
Folks, we want to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. We'll also be talking about the situation in Israel. Here's some sound. This is actually Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel. He was on with a special report with Brett Baer last night talking about the situation there. And of course, this is a question about his reaction to Secretary Kerry. Listen to Byte 5.
Get your reaction to Secretary Kerry over the weekend in this conversation about your operation.
Now, I don't want to deal with off-the-cuff remarks. I'll tell you what my experiences have been. I've been in war. I've been in battle. And when you take a surgical operation, you can't guarantee when your soldiers are being fired from Hamas homes, that is, Hamas is targeting people from private homes, and you hit them back, of course some people are going to be hurt. That's totally different from deliberately targeting them.
Now you've got Secretary of State John Kerry in the Middle East trying to broker a ceasefire. Israel under tremendous pressure there. Of course, this comes though when Hamas has not agreed to any of the ceasefires that have so far been offered. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. A big victory for those who are opposed to the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. We'll keep explaining that and taking your phone calls and the situation in Israel. We have a matching challenge right now, folks, where anything you donate to the American Center for Law and Justice online or by phone is doubled. You can make that donation online at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. And while we're on the break right now, you can make that donation by phone. Call 877-989-2255. It only takes a couple of minutes, and your donation will be double the impact. Call now, 877-989-2255. If you're financially able, we really appreciate your support.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to, we're also talking about the situation in Israel, of course. I'm going to play this sound. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on Fox News yesterday evening talking to Brett Baer. Bite four.
In the Middle East, it takes two to tango, sometimes three, maybe four. I think there's an Egyptian initiative for a ceasefire. We accepted it. Hamas rejected it. As we accepted the ceasefire proposed by the UN for humanitarian purposes, they rejected it. We accepted a Red Cross ceasefire for humanitarian purposes. Hamas rejected that too. So the hope is there. I don't know if it'll happen. But the point is that there's one side that is clearly bent on escalation and one side that is Israel, that is bent on defending its people as any country would under similar circumstances.
Folks, that was Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Kathy in California on line one. Kathy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you. God bless you, folks. I just wanted to point out, yesterday you were talking about, and ongoing talking about Israel and Hamas attacking each other, and we need to pray for Israel, and we need to stand up for Israel. But I just wanted to point out that as Christians, as followers of Jesus, we're also told to love our enemies. And we need to be praying for these people, the Muslim people that are in this. My experience was studying in a Muslim country that they learn the hatred of Jewish people and Israel from the Quran, and it talks about Jews as monkeys and dogs and unclean things. But many of them have never met a Jewish person, and this is something taught from the Quran. They're also taught not to leave Islam or they'll be killed. So they have very little freedom to actually think for themselves or to Islam.
I think, Kathy, one is, I think, everyone agrees you pray for those. I mean, that's the ultimate change here. That's how you get to peace, is not through a war, but ultimately, that could be temporary peace. But when you've got a mindset of people who are, as you said, they are taught their whole life to hate, taught their whole life to treat these people as lesser, as somehow unhuman, and to also put your own life at risk. So strapping bombs to yourself, using ambulances and schools as weapons caches. Of course, you got these situations where they're strong arming the UN into giving them rockets back. The UN finds their rockets, finds rockets from Hamas being hidden in one of the UN refugee agency schools, and the UN gives it back to, quote, the authorities. So, listen, I mean, Kathy, I think the bigger point, of course, is true. You pray for those, even those who oppose you, even militarily. At the same time, you got to defend yourself and defend your people. And leaders have a duty to do that. And those in the military have a duty to follow those orders. And that's a situation is that, we don't live in a perfect world. We are given tools to defend ourselves. And certainly the bigger ideological battle here as you said, just making those statements alone is so controversial that I think we're a long way away. And unfortunately, we have a lot more bloodshed ahead of us before we're at a fair discussion. I think that we've all seen in the post 9/11 world what this radical jihad. I mean, we haven't talked about yet today the fact that the one of the oldest Christian communities in the Middle East in Mosul in Iraq is basically fled from the city. Because it was a convert or die issued by that group, the Islamic State, al-Baghdadi. So that's happening in the same region. And so you've got, and you know why they said that was done? Because it appeals to Muslims. It rallies Muslims in that Iraqi area to take that strong stance against Christians. So, of course, in all these situations, Saeed Abedini is still imprisoned in Iran. Miriam Ibrahim has still not been able to leave Sudan, nor is her American family. All these situations here involving a very radical interpretation of Islam. And, Kathy, I appreciate your phone call. We'll talk to you, folks. We'll take more of your calls on air, 1-800-684-3110. Remember, we still have our petition to stand with Israel. We are adding thousands of names to every day. If you want to add your name to that petition, call now, 877 877- 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Also, it's about living in reality. And this is actually President Obama talking about Islam and its traditions of tolerance. I mean, take a listen.
Islam has a proud tradition of tolerance. We see it in the history of Andalusia and Cordoba during the Inquisition. I saw it firsthand as a child in Indonesia, where devout Christians worshiped freely in an overwhelmingly Muslim country. That is the spirit we need today.
You know, I mean, on top of the one thing that, yeah, as David was talking about in the chat system we have, David, he's talking about two cities that were conquered by Muslim conquerors, where it was a similar kind of situation set up. You can pay a tax, we'll tolerate you if you can convert and you be treated better, or you die. I mean, the idea of toleration was not, oh, we're going to have this multicultural society and multi-religious society and everybody will have the same rights and freedoms.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that status of convert, pay or die is an ancient Islamic practice. I mean, it's a practice that's been going on for more than 1,000 years. And, you know, one of the things, the caller who mentioned earlier that a lot of the folks that she'd worked with in the Muslim Middle East had never met a Jew, well, there's a reason for that. After the State of Israel was founded, almost 1 million Jewish people were ethnically cleansed from the Middle East, were driven out of their homes. Their homes were burned. They were put under threat of death to make them leave. So Jews have been cleansed from the Middle East aside from Israel. I mean, that proud history of tolerance, really, you know, what we have to get past political correctness and be able to see what it is plain as the nose on our face.
Folks, we are going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. To stand with Israel, call our toll-free number now and add your name to the petition, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Let's go to Herschel in Georgia on line 3. Herschel, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, buddy. I just got a couple of comments to make real quick. I'm going to try to make them kind of fast. Israel kind of was asking for this a long time ago, and this is constructive criticism towards Israel also. When they gave up all of that land that they should have never gave up in the first place because it was theirs, they gave it up due to pressure from United Nations, USA, and whoever else.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's a fair point to also, Herschel, to mention that that was under the Bush administration. You know, we're fair about that, Kristen Amir. A lot of pressure by Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of State at the time, who said, don't worry, you know, let them have elections in the Gaza Strip and you know, everything will be fine. And there were elections and the people elected Hamas. Go ahead.
I agree. The other thing I want to mention is this. Israel needs to quit playing around with this Hamas, you know, and not bombing these mosques and things like that. If they hold their weapons, if they stored weapons in there, that makes them a target. They need to go in there, take care of business, and just quit asking around. And the other thing I want to say is this, and I'll get off the phone and let you talk. The other thing, all these immigrants that's coming across the border, that's a ploy to get some of these Muslims coming into the country illegally.
People have always talked about that, you know, the dangerousness of the porous borders. I think we could do a whole show about that and these groups like Hezbollah operating in Latin America. Herschel, let me thank you for your phone call. And let me just say on that point about Israel being able to go in and actually kind of finish the job, the world's never allowed Israel to do it. The pressure gets too high, too critical, and too dangerous for the situation to actually go in and finish the job. We don't even know what that feels like being in the United States of America. Call now. Stand with Israel. 877-989-2255. We got another 30 minutes coming up. If you want to talk to us on air, give us a call. 1-800-684-3110. Be part of our matching challenge at aclj.org.
Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Fight for
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We are talking about two situations. One, a big victory for those of us who oppose the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, and, of course, the situation ongoing in Israel. We'll explain more about that Affordable Care Act decision. We come back from this first part of the broadcast, so we'll have that discussion. But I want to go right to the phones. People are hanging on the line about the situation in Israel. The casualty toll now for the Israel Defense Forces up to 25. You have all U.S. Major air carriers have canceled their flights to Israel via Tel Aviv and Ben-Gurion Airport because of rocket fire coming in from the Gaza Strip, just too close. The rockets that are fired by Hamas to the airport to feel safe about their passengers. In fact, there was a flight diverted all the way over Europe that ended up going back and landing in Paris on a Delta Airlines flight. So, again, Hamas not just targeting Israeli civilians and towns and villages, but also civilian airports. Let's go back to the phones now. Let's go to Peggy in Texas online, too. Peggy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you. I have a statement and I have a question to ask you. The statement is this, is that Hamas is so vile. It's just appalling to think that they would go to no length to make Israel look so bad. They're like rabid dogs. They're insane. And two, my question to you is this. I don't understand President Obama. I don't understand John Kerry. I do believe, this is my personal opinion, I don't like those two because John Kerry, anyway, we'll just go on. I don't understand the conversation between John Kerry and Benjamin Netanyahu. I don't understand if it was for the good or the bad because I can't trust Kerry. And with President Obama, he talks out of both ends of his mouth. What am I to think? What are we to think about what they're really at? Are they really trying to help Israel?
Well, you know, this is a situation I don't think they are. I think that this international pressure against Israel, and you know, I say against because to go into a ceasefire and not be able to finish the job, it allows Hamas to, they've suffered obviously significant impact from the Israeli, both the air campaign and the ground operation. But it's not a full-scale war. And the idea that Israel can't keep going, that it's, you know, that it always gets to a point after a certain amount of days where the whole world starts saying, you must stop. And now you've got Secretary Kerry saying that. I'll go to David French because, David, you served in Iraq. This idea, what we're talking about even, these news reports, I mean, any loss of life is, of course, something worthy of the news. But to put it into context, you've got a situation here where if this was any major world power, The news is very different. I mean, Israel, you got a situation where Russia likely is somehow responsible, somewhat responsible for this plane being shot down, Malaysian Airlines flight with close to 300 people. That becomes obviously a big news story. If something like that happened and Israel were to make one specific, you know, launch, air operation against Gaza Strip, killing 300 civilians at one time, I mean, that would be it for Israel and this entire military campaign.
There'd be riots around the globe. I mean, Israel has always had a double standard applied to it, a higher standard than applies to any other country. And what Israel has to have to endure in that circumstance is American support. And that's why it is so key that our administration stand with Israel. And as we know, as you know, Jordan, we can't trust them to do that.
Folks, we have got to hear from you to stand with Israel. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Of course, a significant victory in the Obamacare case challenging the subsidies. We'll talk about that when we get back from the break. We've got our matching challenge now. Anything you donate to the ACLJ is doubled. You can double your impact of your financial gift if you can make one. We really appreciate it. You can do it by phone at 877-989-2255 or online at aclj.org.
Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Folks, we got breaking news. Another circuit court. Remember, we told you there were four challenges to the Affordable Care Act, similar to the one where the D.C. Court of Appeals had held today, Federal Court of Appeals held today, that the subsidies were illegal under the law because you could not have subsidies, federal subsidies coming through the federal exchange, because the law was plain language said that you only get the subsidies if you purchase through the state exchange, which had an impact on the individual mandate, employer mandate. We said the legal battle wasn't over, that there were other cases pending in the circuit court, and now we've had the Fourth Circuit in an opposite opinion. 3-0 say that they uphold the federal exchange subsidy today. So you have this situation unfolding where it makes this very much ripe for potential Supreme Court review. I want to go to right now to David French, senior counsel with the ACLJ. David, we knew these cases were out there. That's why we were careful to talk about, you know, the long-term impact of this the case out of the D.C. court. But obviously now this, again, it brings up this situation. I mean, we could be heading right to the Supreme Court again on a case which has the potential to undo the Affordable Care Act.
That's right. I mean, this is what's called a circuit split, and a circuit split on a matter of this importance, if it remains, almost guarantees a Supreme Court review. Now, there's a key question. Will the circuit split remain? If the government appeals en banc in the D.C. Circuit, it's possible that the full panel of the D.C. Circuit would reverse the three-judge panel here, in which case the D.C. Circuit and the Fourth Circuit would agree and the Supreme Court may decline to review. So it's far from certain that the Supreme Court is going to weigh in on this decisively, but having a circuit split just made that a little bit more likely.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. That's breaking news. So you've got two different decisions out today if you're just joining us on Jay Sekulow Live. One out of the D.C. Court of Appeals, both federal courts, saying that the subsidies under from the federal exchange set up through healthcare.gov, you know, from Obamacare, that those were illegal because the law only allows state exchange subsidies. If you've purchased it through a state, you have to purchase through a state exchange to get the subsidy. That was a 2-1 decision. And now out of the Fourth Circuit, 3-0, that it's okay for the federal subsidies to exist even if you've purchased through the federal exchange. That's significant because 36 states did not set up their own health insurance exchanges. So now you've got this situation where you've got two different circuit courts, and they've held two different, very different interpretations of the law, which sets up a situation that looks like, you never know for certain, but looks like it could be settled, have to be settled by the United States Supreme Court. And it does have the impact, ability here to really totally gut the Affordable Care Act. But it's going to be a close case, a close call. The fight continues there. We want to keep you updated as possible on this broadcast. Let's go back to the phones now. Let's go to Jerry in Wisconsin on line three. Jerry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Yeah, does this president, does he actually believe that the American public are stupid when he makes such a silly comment that the Muslim people are just full of tolerance? I mean, did he not see heads cut off? Did he not see in the Quran? I mean, he claimed he studied the Constitution. Somebody ought to give him a Quran and show him that the Quran clearly states, and it's going way back from way back in Muhammad's day, that the Christians are the infidel. They need to be killed. Now, where in the Christian, say, manifesto, Bible, does it say that you as a Christian, you need to go and cut the heads off of Muslims? I mean, could you imagine, could you just imagine if Christians did that, would we be considered tolerant?
Well, of course not. Of course not. And listen, there have been things done in the name of Christianity that are absolutely wrong. There have been times, you know, I say that because I don't want the critics to come out and say, well, what about this? This happened in the name of Christianity. But we saw those as a perverted view of the Christian faith, a way of seeing the faith and using it for political purposes or power purposes. It wasn't something you take from the base text of the religion. So, of course, people do bad things in the name of a specific faith. But there's a difference between that and when history shows it, you know, self-correcting, and then those faiths which get more and more radical. I mean, so we've seen that in Islam, and we've seen Islam, you know, listen, the people who feel most of this impact are other Muslims, people who live in the Muslim world, because the inner fighting between the theology is so radical that, you know, we may look back at times when people were fighting like this to some extent over the Christian faith, interpretations of it. But this has gotten to a new level, and I do think that some of it is just it's the language and the way the language has been interpreted and allowed to be interpreted and encouraged to be interpreted by both the political leaders within Islam, because it's very difficult to divorce the religion from the politics in these very radical places. We will take more of your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Now, folks, we have also have got a matching challenge right now where anything you donate online or by phone to the American Center for Law and Justice is doubled. It's how we bring you the radio broadcast. It's how we have the legal team that we do, the government affairs team that we do, the staff around the world that we do. It's all because of your support. And if you make a donation now, either by phone or online, you double your support. That's what the matching challenge does. So, you know, a $10 donation becomes $20, $50 becomes $100. I mean, it goes up and down from there, but it's a great time. And if you've never donated to us before, it's really this is a unique time to be able to double the impact of your financial support. If you can do that, you can make that donation online at aclj.org safely and securely, or by phone at 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's go back to the phones. Jay in Virginia on line 4. Jay, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. A lot of good comments. I think Israel needs to give the Philistines and the Arabs and the rest of the world an ultimatum. Look, all the cards that are being dealt are coming from the Philistines. And if they don't knock it off, I say Israel takes the gloves off. No more text messages. No more leaflets. I mean, they go David Hackworth on them, the David Hackworth doctrine. They just go in there, clean house. They start evicting people, tell them they've violated the Oslo Accord. They've violated a lot of things. Seize land back.
Well, you know, I think it's a situation where we have to be As much as we could say, well, we support Israel being able to do that, going in and seizing the land back, reoccupying the Gaza Strip and fighting this battle, the realities, Jay, that we live in and where Israel has to deal with, where the world, I'll go to David French on this, because David, there's a situation where Israel's got to, it's a nation of 7 million. And so, it's not a superpower, and it can't just do what it wants, because it's got to, one, it's surrounded by neighbors who are, for the most part, enemies, or at least hostile to their, Israel's even right to exist as a Jewish state. But number two, you've got most of the world, including the Western world, ready to condemn Israel at any moment they can.
Number one, Israel does not want the Gaza Strip back. It does not want to rule the Gaza Strip. There's, about 1.7 million Palestinians that live there. They don't want to rule 1.7 million Palestinians, so they don't want it back. But the caller's right in one respect. Israel can up the ante by using American tactics. Look, I was in Iraq. We had urban combat. We did not send leaflets. We did not send text messages. We did not send warnings. We went in and we took out the enemy, period, end of discussion. Now, we did our best to avoid civilian casualties, but we weren't as careful as Israel is. So Israel could adopt American tactics, and by adopting American tactics, perhaps it could even root out more Hamas guerrillas. But Israel, as you've said many times, Jordan, has to react to an international community that puts it on a different standard. And that's why the American president has to recognize that Israeli tactics are within the laws of war. They in fact, are more restrained than the laws of war require. And we need to back them. And we need to back them in the UN and in Europe.
Folks, if you want to stand with Israel, call now. Add your name to our petition. It's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and add your name online to that petition to stand with Israel. We will have more coming up in the next segment of the broadcast, reports from Israel, from Jerusalem. And so, folks, you don't want to miss that. And also, if you donate to the American Center for Law and Justice now, your donation will be doubled for us. You can donate online at aclj.org or by calling our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org. We've got a lot of information up on our website, breaking news out of on the healthcare law, two different Federal Circuit Court of Appeals decisions, both conflicting on the legality of federal insurance subsidies for all of the, because they had to create the healthcare.gov because most states didn't set up insurance exchanges. We'll have that info. We've talked about it today. We'll have more online at aclj.org. Make sure if you can support us that you do at aclj.org or by phone 877-989-2255.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which avow to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Rami Leviev, ambassador from Israel, and also part of our special operations unit in ACLJ Jerusalem. You know, we have an office in Israel, is joining us now live from Israel. And Rami, great to have you on.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Give everyone an update from Israel about the situation for both the citizens and the ground operation that commenced last night.
Well, I'm actually speaking to you from a very close neighborhood of Tel Aviv. We just got out of the bomb shelter. There was about an hour ago a very big attack of missiles on civilians, which the Hamas has been doing in the last 10 days. They shot over 1,500 missiles. And you, Jordan, have experienced some of it about 6 years ago in Operation Cast Lead. We were together at the border with Gaza, and we have been bombarded and ran into bomb shelters. But try to imagine that they're shooting much bigger missiles now and many more. The situation is in a place where our Prime Minister Netanyahu had no other option but to go in. He tried to prevent from going in, tried to broker a ceasefire with Hamas, but we had no other option. The tunnels that you're speaking about, we are calling them terror tunnels. And if you remember, 6 years ago, Hamas had some type of ammunition. Since then, they've used a lot of Iranian money and a lot of their own money. Instead of building Gaza, they built an under Gaza city, which has tens of tunnels. Actually, 600 smuggling tunnels were built during the last 6 years. Luckily, the Muslim Brothers administration is no more, and the Egyptians have destroyed most of those smuggling tunnels. But Hamas has used those smuggling tunnels in order to bring into Gaza thousands and thousands of missiles. They used the cement instead of building hospitals and schools. They used the cement in order to build those terrorist tunnels. Now, the problem with terrorist tunnels, I'll try to explain. Try to imagine that from the Mexican border, they would build tunnels under the fence into San Diego, and they would use it to do two things. One, to have groups of terrorists going from Mexico into San Diego, let's say 20 terrorists that we just discovered yesterday, actually, would go into San Diego and not only massacre, but also hijack people into Mexico. That's what they were trying to do, and they built quite a few of those tunnels. This is a very strategic problem for Israel, and in order to defend our civilians, we have to go in and find those tunnels and destroy them.
You know, Rami, I want to talk to you about, because the media oftentimes distorts the reality of what is happening on the ground in Israel, why things are happening. People see, well, you know, the civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip, and that the media doesn't do a fair enough job reporting that the reason why there are any civilian casualties is because they have a armed resistance movement that hides behind civilians. So when you are firing and launching missiles or rockets or storing weapons in civilian areas and using women and children as human shields, at a certain point, you can't just accept that, though, as the country receiving those weapons and having to take in that incoming fire. You've got to respond. And now the ground operation that's ongoing as well to take out about this tunnel system. This is a situation where I think for people to understand the difference between the two sides, on the one side, you've got Hamas, who is hiding behind children and women. And the other side, Israel, trying to protect its citizens, get out in the forefront, whether it's using the Iron Dome system, the military. Hamas doesn't want the fight with the IDF. Hamas wants to terrorize Israeli citizens.
Exactly. And actually today, in addition to the UN school where they found the 20 major missiles, which is unbelievable from our perspective. In addition to that, they found that in a hospital, they also hit missiles and they shot from a hospital at Israeli cities. In addition to that, an hour ago, an IDF spokesperson spoke about the fact that Hamas now is using ambulances, just like they did in Kastled. But today, they're putting in these ambulances children in order to protect missile smuggling with those ambulances in order to shoot at Israeli civilians. So there is a lawfare going on. The strategy of the Hamas is a strategy of thugs using civilians. Actually, the Egyptian administration yesterday came out with a statement saying that the civilian casualties in Gaza are caused by Hamas actions. What I wanted to say, Jordan, is to thank ACLJ for all the work that the legal work that you've done for the state of Israel in the last 6 years. I can tell you that one of my sons is a soldier right in the field right now, and I know that the work that you guys have done, the legal work, has freed the hands of the Israeli soldiers, pilots, etc., to make sure that the staged war, the lawfare that Hamas is trying to implement, is not going to work this time, because the work that you've done has helped IDF protect itself against this lawfare, which will probably start very soon. It started, actually, but it's going to be inflicted upon the IDF and the state of Israel. But I've been hearing it from the Foreign Ministry of Israel. I've been hearing it from IDF officials praising you guys for what you've done.
Thank you so much. We're talking to Ambassador Rami Levy. He's also part of our Special Operations Unit, the ACLJ Jerusalem. And Rami, I know we'll continue to get updates from you, live updates from you, and our prayers and support for your son, who is, again, in the IDF, and for all those Israelis fighting to defend their sovereignty, and also for the women, the children, the civilians who are still facing these rocket attacks so far as places like Tel Aviv, as you were talking about earlier in the broadcast. Rami, thanks for being on with us today.
Thank you.
Folks, let me, again, explain why it's so important that you support the American Center for Law and Justice, because Rami is not just a former ambassador from Israel. He's also part of the ACLJ Jerusalem. We have an office in Jerusalem. We've heard from our one of our senior counsels there, David Benjamin, who is a lieutenant colonel in the IDF. Then you've heard now from Ambassador Rami Levy, who, again, is part of our Special Operations Unit, ACLJ Jerusalem. We're able to have that office there because of your support. We need your name on this petition to stand with Israel. Call now, 877-989-2255. But let me encourage you to be part of our matching challenge so we can have offices in place like Jerusalem, which we do because of your support. Anything you donate to us online or by phone is doubled. It's a matching challenge. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Support the ACLJ. You can also make that donation online at aclj.org. And stand with Israel. Make this phone call now, 877-989-2255.
Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.